Welcome to Fruitcake number five,
Four, it's four.
number four, recorded today, like December 22nd, 2012, I
Yeah.
guess. I'm the Duke of New
So
York,
much preparation goes into this. I'm Rebel Evan.
I'm
and
Sloppy Joe.
everyone
I'm
else is a dirty
Tupac.
carrot-hating piece of shit. So
We had a
they're.
discussion. We had a discussion before the show about carrots. I say carrots are good. Duke agree. Well, no, we brought up the discussion of carrots on the how. Duke said carrots are good. I agreed with him, and the rest of these carrot-hating assholes.
Non-rabbits.
Yeah, the rest of these people who aren't rabbits or aren't supportive of Bugs Bunny and his cause.
Gauze? Who
Since
needs
when
to
did we
see
cut up
into
Bugs
the night?
Bunny?
There's a cause?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. He's a carrots right activist.
Yeah, just cause Bugs Bunny.
That's cause three. You play as Bugs Bunny and you just like
Just cause three, you play as Rosa
You just
Parks.
yell for dogs all the time.
I always thought that was called Just Cause.
Just cause. Just cause.
That.
Well, I mean, it's spelled Just Cause. If you were to go in internet terms, yes, it would be Just Cause.
Yeah, I'm a bad speller.
Now, with that being
That would
said, a
be your
lot of what I
pronouncer.
do in that game is just 'cause. Open
Oh,
a little
feel like it.
sandbox.
I thought it was a
Yeah,
pretty
just
good.
'cause. I
We should make a
attached a
sandbox
tractor
game.
jet and then took off in the jet. Why? Just 'cause.
Sounds like Gmod.
Yeah, they should rename Gmod Just Cause.
Yeah.
Or they should rename Just Cause Gmod.
No, that's a worse idea.
Yeah, that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
That's horrible.
I have
All right.
ideas,
Well,
and you
not
want to
only do you.
shut them down? I'm okay. You know,
Welcome to life, Revolvin.
see, good thing I'm not Bill Gates. You know, I have an idea where everyone can be on this one thing at once, and it will be great. No, fuck you. Oh, okay.
Well, if you sold that idea to anyone, they'd say you're tripping because you sound like a man on acid trying to describe what he's going through.
Oh,
Oh
I
God.
see lots of
It's like.
colors, and the carpet's kind of like spilling up into the walls, and I'm on a roof. Oh God, look at the ground. It's coming up to meet me. I can walk across it, can I? Oh God. My ribbon fell off a roof this week. It was fun. What'd you do this week? I took acid and fell off a roof.
All right. So, Roboven, what did you do this week?
Well, I took mushrooms and fell off a deck. No, but what did I do? Oh God, it's been a long week. Been a long week. Other
Yeah, hey,
than
it's been a long week.
other
Are we
other
really gonna
than
do weeks?
before I forget, congratulations to all of you. You have survived the apocalypse.
That's true. Yeah,
Yeah.
we have. The
Yeah,
doctor saved
yes.
us.
Again.
And again,
I'm
yes,
pretty
of
sh-
course.
How do we know it was the doctor? Could
It
have
had
been
to
the
have been the
devil.
doctor.
It
It had to have
maybe
been
could
the
have been
doctor.
Satan for sure.
Maybe
Maybe
Satan
Satan's the
was.
master.
It couldn't have been the same. It couldn't have been Satan because the doctor has already defeated Satan.
When has the
Hey.
doctor defeated Satan? I know
God.
he
Yeah,
had
but
to. Season two,
Satan bit.
the one where they get, yeah, Satan
Yeah.
bit.
That's the name of the
Space
episode.
Station, that one.
Yeah,
Space Station.
it's.
No, that
The
wasn't the
one.
devil. That was the pure incarnation of all evil.
Oh,
The
that's
devil
the.
is
Different. The devil isn't the
Really?
pure incarnation of all evil.
No.
He's an angel who went bad and kills
Isn't
things. I don't even know what the
incarnation
fuck
of
he does.
evil? Oh
No,
gosh,
the devil
you
is
don't
not
even
the
know.
pure incarnation of evil. The devil
Yes,
is
it.
the ultimate justifier. He makes
Also.
the wicked suffer. So therefore, he's actually a good guy and therefore
Yeah.
cannot be evil.
Well, the doctor defeated him. Get over
But
it.
also, I mean, also he refers to him as the devil in later on in the series.
And I think the
Well,
episode's called The
yeah.
Satan's Pit.
Yeah, it is called The Satan
Yeah, it
Pit. All right,
was. I'd like to point out that the doctor also flies the TARDIS with the brakes on, so he's not always right.
You know what's great is
Yeah.
that before the show, me and Tupac were like, we should probably keep the Doctor Who discussion, really short this episode. And the first thing we do is you go on a rant about Doctor Who.
Let's just stop.
All right.
Being a gay-cast, I agree.
So,
Yes.
Arma 2. Let's talk about Arma 2, Robo
Oh
Evan. How
god, here we
much
go.
Arma 2 have you Arma 2 till Arma 2?
I haven't Arma 2 to Arma 2 to Arma 2 that much. I have played a good bit. We played the Invasion 1944 mod, which is a mod. It's a total conversion that basic that is a World War. It's a World War II total conversion for Arma, which is fun, but not enough people play it. I would say a good amount of people play it, but I mean, basically, there's one server that always has people on it, and the most is about 20 people. So I don't know. there could
it's
be more.
It's a 50 slot server.
Yeah. I need more people to play it. So,
Buy
yeah.
me armor and I'll play.
I've already bought Tupac armor. Armor?
Yeah, you got me Kevlar and a helmet for $1,000.
Awesome.
That's
also,
a
donate to the PBJ cast. We're in terrible amounts of debt.
We are.
I'm not. Fuck you guys.
Maybe you should plug a donation link or something.
Here, click here. Guys, I don't know where to put this link.
Just click through your iPod.
Click on Google, search PBJcast, and then find us eventually.
Use your Lash link. Oh god, what is it? I'm listening to a Doctor Who audiobook, and there's some weird integrated head. Freaking, when you blink your eyes twice, some weird UI pops up. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not happening. I'm blinking a lot right now.
Don't blink.
Oh, jeez, I'm confused.
Oh,
I'm torn.
Oh, my eyes.
That reference.
Oh, I'm...
Don't blink.
My brain is about to fall out.
Because of all Doctor Who references, or because you're not blinking?
Both. Combined.
I should be wearing my Keep Calm and Don't Blink shirt.
So, dude,
always.
How much MechWarrior Online have you been playing recently?
Oh.
Well, you see, since I've heard about it, precisely none. I've played none of it.
I sent you like 17 emails about this game, and you still haven't played it.
Because it didn't look interesting. I was trying
to nicely
say it's a
shitty
game.
It's a pretty terrible game, in my personal opinion. Maybe I'm just like one of the newbie kids who wants Call of Duty.
You are. You legitimately are.
Yeah,
also,
I play Arma, so that kind of breaks things.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what me and Duke played this week? Kingdom of Loathing.
Hey, KOL is a quality game
of
hate.
It is a great game.
And the reason you don't like MechWarrior Online is because you probably haven't played MechWarrior 4, 3, any of them, actually.
I haven't.
Is
I haven't
it legitimately
exactly been,
a
like,
descendant
old
of the other MechWarrior games? Because also, I wasn't old enough to comprehend them, but I still played a shit ton of MechWarrior 2.
MechWarrior 2, good game.
I didn't realize it was a direct sequel, or like a direct descendant of MechWarrior. I might try it now. I hate mechs. What the fuck am I talking about? Transformers is a shitty idea.
Yeah, Transformers are a shitty idea, but just battle mechs are awesome.
GoBots are great, too.
I feel
Here's the spiel with this.
I'm gonna go on my rant, then you can go on your spiel. I hate the idea of superpowered people. Like, if you gave me the option to be a superhero or a guy wearing a t-shirt and jeans, I would pick the guy wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Robo-Man,
because
some
I
bad
feel
news.
Like playing the hero is just a shitty thing to do. I can just kill everyone.
Yeah, I hate that.
So why do you hate it when you go up against robots of equal size?
Because robots, I feel like if you're not doing anything yourself, I feel like I would rather an infantry combat than two giant mechs that will just die. I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna leave now.
Anyway, robots are cool. You can have battle damage. Battle damage, guys! You could have like half your arm blown off. He'll be like, I'm a robot. Beep, bop, boop. Rockets.
You know, you can have your arm blown off in real life, and it's much more of a problem.
Here's the bit with it as a game. It's very slow moving at the start. It's a very, from what I have played at least, it favors the larger mechs, and I do not like that. I don't want to see big mechs stomping around. It's like a heavy against a scout, and like, there is no way you can even the odds up at all.
And from what I saw. And the scout is using the fan of war, and the heavy has the Tomislav.
From what I've been playing, a lot of it basically goes around the same pattern you were talking about. But I'm also of the opinion of two lights will seriously fuck up anything, because I have first-hand accounts, and this might just be being a shitty player, basically going up against a pack of light mechs with EMC. And having them rip my arms off, and then I can't fight them, because they then blow up my legs and kill me.
There's always a point when that happens. However, unless you have very good teamwork and very good friends who are playing with you, the game doesn't work as a light mech.
Well, you know what game doesn't?
That breaks a part of it for me.
You know what game doesn't move slow and is really fun? Little Inferno. Oh, I love segues. Yeah.
I also like segues. Speaking of segues, buy a segue.
Segues suck.
We're sponsored by segues. We're not sponsored by anything. Who wants to sponsor?
No one. Want to sponsor the PBJ cast? Just throw money at us and we'll do weird things. We'll do some weird things for money.
We'll do some weird things for money.
Seriously.
PBJ cast, we'll do weird things for money.
If you give us money, we'll make the Duke do weird things and post about it online.
Hey. Only on Tuesdays.
He's the Steve-O of podcasting.
He is the Steve-O of podcasting.
Duke, I want you to drink Tupac semen.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I have some good news and I have some bad news.
How are we going to mail that?
This is going to a dark place. This is a dark
place. The good news is Tupac's actually dead. The bad news is...
So now it's necrophilia.
That makes it weirder, yeah.
I want you to drink some of Tupac in the chat room semen. And also, Tupac, you said how are we going to mail it. There's no mailing. He's getting it right from the source.
All
right. Right into his mouth.
How is the PBJ cast going to pay for this air trip?
Who said air? He's going by donkey.
I like it.
I'm just going to hitchhike. It's fine. Great. This is a good idea. RoboWeven, I love your ideas. This is why everyone loves your ideas. You always have good ideas.
Donkeys have, complete control over the genitalia.
He's also going to take the human highway right to Tupac's genitalia.
How do you know what the human highway is?
It's on YouTube now. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube now. Yes.
We watched
yes.
it on SyncTube. It was the best thing ever. Maybe.
Great.
Maybe better than Doctor Who. Much better than Three Ninjas.
Three Ninjas was funnier. They're enough like a nope.
No, I don't think you understand. This movie has Devo and Trippy Mushroom.
Trippy
scenes.
Neil Young.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I need to get
the
all right, movie... all right, everyone quiet. We talked about it on the last episode. Human Highway. It's a movie made by Neil Young, has Devo in it. It's really low budget, really weird, really great. Alright, I'm done.
I'm looking
Boogie Boy in it as one of the main characters. Boogie?
No, it's Boogie? Actually Boogie Boy, actually.
It's Boogie, yes, it is. I'm going to trust Duke over anyone else, considering
I can give you footage of him being referred to as Boogie Boy by Rod Reuter and Donut.
Oh, no.
Is Donut?
Rod Reuter's daughter?
I'm very confused.
All right.
It doesn't matter. These are
Here's
Devo
the thing
things.
About Devo.
But
a
yeah,
lot of their characters... Planet Side 2's free-to-play?
What?
Dota 2.
What?
Yeah, I was talking, and then you just talked in the middle of it, so I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Yep.
So, note to everyone. Don't stand in front of or behind someone in a doorway or going up or downstairs. Second of all, don't talk while someone else is talking.
This is a point right now I want to stress forever for anyone. If you're playing a game that has team collision, do not stand behind someone while they're in a doorway or down a hallway. What did I say?
You said team, but yeah, same thing. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that. I've gotten shot so many times because
I've shot RoboWeb a lot of times.
I'm like a Tupac. I'm gonna go scout out this roof. Don't follow me. Well, I don't even know if I said that, but I'm like, I'm gonna go scout out this roof. And I go up there, and Tupac's like right behind me, and Dukes are shooting at me, and I'm trying to go down the stairs, and Tupac's like, what do I do? What do I fucking move?
Well, here's my thing. You obviously have no long-range firepower, and you're sitting on a roof. I, on the other hand, have an M14, and I'm sitting behind you to cover you.
I can. I'm thinking of a very, a very
one
specific time when this happened.
Yeah.
Ooh, he just
one
served
time.
You.
You're welcome.
And I wasn't. I'm thinking of this. Also, I wasn't going on the roof. I was gonna look. I wasn't even on the roof. I looked. I peered out the doorway, and you were right on my ass.
Because I
just
assumed
got
you were gonna move there and just shoot people.
Oh,
whatever.
All right.
So
long story short, don't stand from or behind people. Human Highway's great. It has Boogie Boy in it, Devo. I love their names for people, because their only person that has a real name is Rod Reuter. There's the Chinaman. There's Boogie Boy.
The Chinaman?
That's not racist.
Hold on, where's the Chinaman? I didn't know the Chinaman was in it.
Yeah,
Chinaman's not in it.
He's
just
not
a character.
In it. Yeah,
oh,
I'm just
Devo.
Talking about their characters.
Devo. Oh,
the Chinaman. Did you get the message the China Man sent you?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Human Highway. I didn't realize you were talking about Devo.
They have Daddy Know-It-All. They have Donut. And that's all I can think of off the top of my head. They have Smart Patrol. They have a bunch of things. I love their characters. Because they have all hilarious names.
Oh god, I love Devo. Devo's the best thing ever.
I'll definitely
maybe
check
better
out
than Human Highway.
Wait, I'm not seeing the Human Highway on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. We watched it.
I'll do further research. Yeah, unless it got taken out. Which
is it on Netflix?
No,
probably not.
It's not.
It's such a bad movie. The tagline for the movie is it's so bad, it's going to be huge.
Okay, well, don't say it's a bad movie, so therefore it's not on Netflix, because there's a lot of bad movies on Netflix.
That's true.
Neil Young specifically himself owns the rights to this movie. Unless Netflix goes out of their way to this one guy to get the rights to one movie, I don't think they are.
There's like a higher
not
really
on YouTube.
Not well, then they took it for copyright because Neil Young has a copyright dick up his ass. I don't know.
No, I had to look for a really weird thing to find it. I'll let you know. Just you keep going and I'll report back later.
Yeah, report
it was
back.
Great when Duke found it. It was like he found the cure for cancer. He was like, oh god, wait, I found it, get in here right now, I found it. And I'm like, what is this? Oh god, what is going on? I found it, it's Human Highway. I'm like, alright, good for you.
Yeah, kind of like when I found out Small Soldiers was on Netflix.
I don't know what that is.
Small
Soldiers?
It's not
that good.
Small Soldiers is hella good, son. That CGI still holds up.
I watched
first of all,
Tom Baker,
I'd like to
Doctor
say...
Who. I'm like, yeah, that CGI is totally good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to say that just because little the CGI does not hold up today.
Yes, it does. It's
if
good
I
enough,
hold up to today, you mean you can look at it today? Then yes, it holds up to today.
But so does it, you know, Doctor Who,
old school Doctor Who.
I don't know. I say that they did a really good job on the CGI for the time. That shit came out late 90s.
But you said it still holds up to today.
Yeah, like, I watch it today, and I'm not sitting there going, like, wow, that's painfully, obviously CGI. Like... what movie have I seen? I saw a movie recently, I think it was, like, a part of, like, the Godzilla movie that came out, and I was like, this is fucking horrible. And that shit came out, like, 2000.
Wait, which Godzilla movie? Because I can point you to a lot of Godzilla movies that aren't shit.
The more recent one. I'm not saying it's shit, I'm saying the CGI is bad in certain parts.
Wait,
it's,
you
like,
mean
really
one they
bad.
stopped in 2009, the Gemini series?
No, the series, the one that had, gosh, son of a...
Why are we having a conversation about
you're
Godzilla?
You're talking fake Godzilla. You're talking Americana Godzilla.
America Godzilla, yeah.
You know,
this guy's a nerd. He watches anime with English subtitles, I believe.
No, I have seen every Toho monster movie made.
I don't know what that is. Can we stop talking about bad movies?
What?
Okay, yeah, it was.
This is worse than when I go on about Doctor Who, because at least that's in English.
Yeah, I've been just looking at the Steam sales for the past couple of minutes.
I don't give a shit about Godzilla. I don't care about bad movies and bad concepts. Oh,
yeah, that's what makes them awesome.
Young one. There is a big lizard. It attack all of... I don't remember anything about Godzilla. I've seen it maybe once.
Day of Defeat is only $2.50.
Seriously? Get it.
Thank you.
Get that shit.
Day of Defeat's awesome. Day of Defeat's fucking awesome. Get it.
Thank you for the up-to-date news, Tupac.
I mean, this is... God.
This is really not an interesting conversation.
It's not.
To it to you.
It's not. We
like, Human Highway,
else.
We've heard about so many
All right,
times.
Human
it's
Highway.
Funny.
Look up Human Shut Highway. Up. Begin parenthesis. 1982, end parenthesis. Full movie. There you go.
Oh, my God.
And that's what it's called. Part one and part two.
You're going to have to send me that on Steam.
Oh. I'll do more than send it to you on Steam.
He'll go by donkey and bring it straight to the source. God, alright. What else
That's
are we going to be doing this week? Oh, I also got Don't Starve. And I gave a copy to Duke, because apparently when you buy it, it gives you a free copy.
Awesome.
So I'm okay with that. It's a great game. It's like Minecraft, except top-down, not... I mean, I compare it to Minecraft only because it's an open-ended sandbox game where you build things. But it's just relentlessly hard. Because everything you do has, like, 10 negatives to it. And basically, like
that sounds fun.
Basically, when it turns night, it turns pitch black, and monsters come out, and monsters don't go into light. But so basically, like if you have a campfire, you're safe. So if you can sit by this fire, you're fine. But while you are hiding in your shelter of light, the monsters are prospering around you. So the longer you just wait inside your little campfire area, the more the monsters are going to start to lay eggs, like spiders are going to start to lay eggs, werewolves are going to start to populate the lands, they're going to get close, yeah, it gets intense.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they're going to start, like, murdering all of, like, the livestock in the area, like rabbits and birds and stuff. So just the longer you get sit inside, like, where you're safe, the world around you starts to collapse.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's great.
And
it's a great
similar vein to that, you guys might like the game called Timber and Stone.
Please, tell me more.
Yes.
Timber and Stone, it's basically... Okay. The eventual goal of the guy is to have a free, full-based world where you basically start up a small colony, similar to Dwarf Fortress. However, it's using a full GUI, which means you can actually command people, tell them what to do, and it's not in fucking text-based format, which Dwarf Fortress was, the most infuriating
that
thing about Dwarf Fortress.
Dwarf Fortress. So this is GUI Dwarf Fortress.
It's actually looking very similar to it. The playstyle itself is going to be very similar to Minecraft, where you're going to have full open worlds. You can build whatever the fuck you want in there. You just have to survive, because spiders, goblins, basically all sorts of unfriendly shit are going to try and gank
goblins.
You.
Goblins are always an enemy that seem overused, but they're never actually used, like, legitimately in games. They're always just used as a joke in joke games and things like that. I enjoy
Kerbals
goblins.
Ate my baby.
Yes.
Kobold ate my baby. I'm going to post the link in chat, and he can post the link outside of the podcast.
He's not going to do that?
Sure not.
So if you want...
It's literally timberandstonegame.com. There you go.
I'm going to play this.
That's all you're going to get
right
from me.
Now on the podcast. Great.
But, yeah, I'm basically like day 8, and I just fended off a giant-ass spider which broke down half my wall and killed
most of
my men.
That's a pretty big spider.
Yeah, it fucking smashed through an earthen barricade and then a 3-layer-deep stone wall. You knew.
Yeah, spiders aren't that strong, but oh well, it's...
Depending on the size of the
spider. It's a giant
spider,
I don't care.
What if it was a tiny spider? What if it was a regular-sized spider and it did all of that?
I mean, basically, if it was my game, I would have just done next. I would have just been... I always would have sat there, just crying, while it was just slowly just knocking at the wall. It would have taken it, like, 4 years. But I would have just sat there crying. I actually would have starved to death in the time it took him to do this. But yes, that's what's happening. It'd
been great. You would have a self-destruct button.
It's great.
In case anything
TF2,
terrible happened.
And I can hear the pyro laughing. Duke, are you idling?
No, I'm not idling.
Who is playing TF2?
I've noticed you guys have been playing a lot of TF2 recently.
I've been idling so I can sell crates for real money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk about Steam Market.
Oh, it's great.
Someone
say
Steam
Market. It's great.
How do I get to that?
Go to this is gonna be if you have the Steam client, you go to Steam, you open it up, go to Community, and then go to Market on the little tab on right below Community.
Oh, okay, there it is.
And then basically, so far I've made like $4, maybe like
awesome.
$3 or $4 off of the Market.
Okay.
It's
you
great.
Probably sold like 8 things though, like stuff.
No,
prices
four,
only go down.
I sold 4 naughty winter crates.
And is it only for like Steam bucks?
Only for consumables.
Like
crates, decal tools, name tags, things like that.
Keys,
man up tickets.
So you
things
can't
that
sell
can
like
be
hats.
Used. No, you can't sell hats or weps. Because
oh, that's
it would
whack.
Just be it would be flooded with like vintage and stranges and awful.
If that if I could sell anything, I think the reason they're keeping me from selling anything is because I'd abandon my entire Team Fortress 2 account and just sell everything.
Yeah, I probably would too. I'd be like, I need cash I can buy games with.
Yeah, I'm like, I've had fun with TF2, but I'm gonna dump into this. Yeah,
Okay.
I'm assuming that it's beta, so they're keeping an eye on it, so they're probably seeing what happens with just low price items like crates and stuff anyways.
That's
And
cool though. I've never. That's.
yeah, it's
Yeah, it's
cool,
great.
but prices are only going down. They've never gone up.
Today, as of today, like today, right now, December 22nd, I sold two Naughty crates for 85 cents and 83 cents, because Valve takes 15%.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm fine with. It's Valve.
Yeah.
You're letting me use your free service and make money off of your thing. It's only
It's
fair
like, yeah, it's
if
like
you.
PayPal.
Yeah, like iTunes, you know, things like that. I'm fine with that. Except, you know, actually, it's much less than PayPal, I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
PayPal doesn't take nearly that much.
Does it?
It doesn't, yeah.
How much
It
is.
depends. It depends. Anyways, keep going
It
with your story.
varies. Basically, I make
Like,
cash.
Ted has
Real
set
money
amount.
cash.
Well,
That's
no,
what.
it's Steam Wallet cash.
Steam wallet cash.
Cold, hard, because it's in my hard drive, cash.
And my hard drive is pretty cold. I have a fan on it. My room is like 30. It's like 37 degrees out right now. The temperature is actually rising, even though it's getting darker. I'm confused. Maybe
Oh
it
my
is the end of
God.
the world.
Maybe
The
this is. Yeah, maybe this is the pops. The South will rise again.
salvage crate is worth $17. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, the first
Well,
day the
yeah,
market went
salvage
up,
crate are
the first day
fucking
the market went up,
ridiculous.
Naughty crates were worth like $20.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
I
now,
actually traded
one
some guy
dollar.
for my naughty crates for like hella, well, in-game stuff.
Yeah, but now that naughty crates have just been flooding the markets, they're worth so
Yeah.
much less.
All
I have
righty,
no
here's my
idea why people are
advice.
spending so much on those.
Here's my advice to everyone. Here's the problem. If you look through the market, you'll see that every time someone puts up a naughty crate for sale, they go 1 cent below the person before them, which is what you shouldn't be doing. Because, for example, let's say there's 10 crates on sale, and if you just look at the lowest price it shows you right off the bat is 60 cents. You'll put yours down, you'll put up a crate for 59 cents, because that seems reasonable. However, those other 9 crates could be just a dollar. So you could be just lowering the value of everything and frickin' ruining it all. God damn, people, stop undercutting everyone else. Look at the average. It's not the lowest
Welcome to
price you need to worry
capitalism,
about.
Duke.
You just need to look at the goddamn average and undercut that. Because
Duke!
eventually all the cheap stuff will be bought, and then you can make your money that way. God damn
Duke!
market.
Duke is trying to run the stock market on TF2?
Well,
I'm
no,
very
Duke
upset.
is running into a very, very common problem with laissez-faire economics.
God damn, he's a communist.
I'm a communist and I have basic understanding of economic patterns.
I just bought something.
Yay! You're helping
Yay.
fuel our capitalism. Keep doing it, and
Yay.
one day the communist revolution will occur.
I love capitalism.
Democracy is
I
on the
don't
road to
agree.
communism.
The more you love capitalism, the quicker the communist revolution comes. It's
Yeah.
hilarious.
I don't agree with either of
God.
those things. I believe that we need to have a and what's another thing?
I believe I need to be the president so I can just do whatever the hell I want.
You need to be the Duke.
Yeah, you need to be the Duke, A number one of New York.
Yeah, I just need to control New York.
Anarchy.
We need to take over New York. Historians will look back and go, "This is where it started." On the PBJ cast, the revolution. This is where
I
it
just
all
sold
began.
something, by
The
the way.
second American Revolution.
I gotta find something to sell.
It's gonna be great. Look
My
back.
life is gonna be gone now because I'm just gonna be selling and buying stuff on this
I
place.
left my computer on all night playing TF2. I got two winter crates and like a ton of items.
So that's why you were online then. I was all
Yep.
like, "Oh."
I was idling. It was great. I'm like, "Look at all this stuff."
I was like, "Oh, look how much Duke and RoboEvan are playing Team Fortress 2."
I
Idling.
also haven't played TF2. I've gotten really good at Spy. Like, really good. I sapped. Sorry. I've gotten better than I was. I've
All
been
right.
getting good. How about, that's
I'll
what I'm
take
trying to
that.
say.
I've
Because,
been getting
I
pretty
mean.
good at medic. Like, I haven't played in a while, and I started playing again, and all of a sudden I started playing medic, and I got hella good.
I sapped a dispenser, a sentry, and then backstabbed everyone on the enemy team except one person, and then they got me.
Nice.
Now
Now,
that being
Spike
said.
Scout.
now, to be fair, the enemy team was made up of four people.
And
But still, that's three people and two
everybody on
things.
I
Enemy
helped
team
you
sounds
with the three.
more impressive.
Impressive.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I've gotten to a point where I think we're playing with just low-quality TF2 players or something. Because I'll just turn around and, like, kill Robweb. I'll be like, yeah, he was there the whole time. I hit Robweb while he was cloaked with a pipe bomb. I felt very proud of myself.
But also, you were kind of spamming.
I was, but I was spamming in the right direction, and that's what counts.
Yeah, that's exactly what counts.
I don't understand why Rainbow Six Vegas 2 and Rainbow Six Lockdown cost the same amount of money.
Why does CSGO cost less than CS Source, Robweb?
Maybe because it's on a flash sale.
No, it just does.
Maybe because they know which one's the better game, they know which one's people are going
to
buy
they
more.
They don't want people to play Source anymore, they want them to play Go, because Go is better, that's why. They're just encouraging people to play Go.
But it's weird because this game is so much older, and you just... I mean, I don't care about older games, but it's just weird that... It's very weird. It's very weird. Things are weird. The world is weird.
It's a weird place.
It's
weird people. They listen to the PBJ cast.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with them?
People are strange.
People are strange. Can we just do this for another hour? People are strange.
It's such a strange suit.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
Also,
oh god, this is the karaoke podcast.
This is the Doors, the podcast.
Are we not men?
Welcome to Break On to the Other Side.
Are we not men?
D-E-V-O.
I'm just a spud boy.
Yes.
I'm confused.
Okay, alright. Continue. Yeah. I like how Duke, we start something, and then Duke's like, yeah, fuck you.
Well, Robweb.
Do we want to break all of the copyright laws, or none of the copyright laws?
Alright, you said something one guy says. What we were doing is actually the call and response between Mark and then the rest of... Alright, it's fine.
Duke, we're doing things, and you're ruining them. Also, just let everyone, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you have some interest in Arma 2, only because we talk about it literally
every day.
You
know, this is a bad episode. Don't listen to this episode.
But also, I mean,
it's a fruitcake. That's what it's supposed to be.
And listen, this is a Christmas extravaganza. This is going to last for a long time, and this is just going to be us rambling. Some of it's going to be good, some of it's going to be bad. If Duke wants to edit... Shut the fuck up! If Duke wants to edit out the good parts and leave in the dad parts, then that's fine.
Robweb.
Dads are not good.
Is that a Freudian slip? Do you have problems with your father?
Dad, not good. Oh my god.
See? This is a good part. Leave this in. Take out the dad parts.
Yeah, you don't want any dad parts in here.
No.
God forbid.
Also, speaking of which, people should email in contest ideas and win a copy of Beta Dota 2.
They should also donate.
Even though it's free.
We'll probably actually just unload all of those on you because we really...
I have fucking six of them? Keys.
Yeah, we got a bunch. Just email us. You'll get one.
I have three.
Also, just so you know, a good thing to do if you ever need to make an alt is you just gift him a copy of Dota 2. That way he can have friends and stuff. That's what I did. So,
Nice.
Yeah. So make a bunch of alts, idle in TF2 for items, sell those items...
Ridiculously high prices on the market.
The people that put up an item for like $5 billion and they're like, someone will buy this eventually.
No, they won't because there's so many crates. It will take a lot of cash to get rid of all those crates. We have so many crates.
Apparently.
I'm really upset because everyone's playing it the market the stupidest way possible and ruining the value of the items completely.
I'm sorry not everyone has a degree in economics.
God,
I don't. I have a degree in history.
Yeah,
I'm probably part.
Remember
of
when
the
we said I was a nerd? Remember when we said he was a nerd?
Yeah,
friggin' nerd.
Mega nerd.
You got a problem with it? At least I can predict some economic trends, like the TF2 economy is going to fucking fail because everyone is making short-sighted ideas. Like, oh, I want to make as much money as possible. So they're going to
not even,
fuck it
God,
over.
They're not even making as much money as possible. They're making
so
money
do you think
fast.
Everybody, so you think everybody should have every item for free, just because?
Like
no,
how...
I don't, but I think that the supply should be a little bit less.
Communist, different.
Communist.
Yeah, there's a fairly big difference. Socialists are just like the pansies.
I think no. what he's talking about is that everyone lacks good business sense on TF2 side. They get the market saying and exactly they're like that. Shiny, let's sell things.
Also, you know, most, let's be fair, a lot of the people playing are Freeper noobs.
God damn, Freepers, they're ruining this, isn't it? Aren't they?
They probably have no knowledge of anything. Like, literally, like, they probably don't have any knowledge of anything. The economy, history, math, science, but you couldn't ask them how the lungs work, and they would tell you air.
Magic.
Yeah,
how does dad work?
If you asked how is Babby formed, I think a lot of them would say the stork.
Seems legit.
How does carrot work?
Seems legit as fuck. How does carrot work? We start a rebellion and destroy them all. Next question. God,
carrots are carrots. Pretty great.
Carrot. It's gonna be a new Gmod game.
All right. Everyone, be quiet. You guys, carrots are pretty great. Here's why. Here's a reason in the defense of carrots. I've had good cake in my life. I've had bad cake. I've never had a bad carrot cake.
I didn't
Every
agree with
carrot
that.
Cake
I've
had
is
pretty damn great.
I don't like carrot cake. I like carrots.
I refuse to eat carrot cake.
Carrots. They suck.
Is death well
to the carrot.
However,
also, the thing
it's
is,
death to the carrot.
Now, you say you hate carrots. Do you like any vegetables?
Yes,
that's a good
onions.
Point to start.
I like vegetables sometimes.
Mm.
I actually
onions.
Love onions.
Onions
are
good.
So fucking tasty.
Mm. I feel like onions can't count as a vegetable.
They kind of are.
Just because
they count as tear fruit.
Are artichokes?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Avocados are pretty great.
Artichokes
God.
Are delicious.
Just cut an avocado in half and just rub it all over my face. I'll eat it eventually.
I'm the California Duke.
Have we figured
out? And you can
out
have all the weed and avocados you want.
Yep.
Oh my god.
I really like avocados though.
And weed. Weed avocados.
Alright. Avocados are great. Carrots are great.
On weed.
It's
I mean,
fixated.
Same reason he's focused on dad problems.
And the same reason I'm focused in general. Oh god, I need weed. Ritalin. Oh god.
Welcome to life with RoboEvan.
I need so many drugs.
He's like an episode of Intervention, but it never gets the intervention part.
Yeah.
No, it's not even an episode.
Arma 2, guys.
It's one of those parts where it's just like at the end of the show.
We played Arma 2.
Never recovered.
A guy hacked the server and made people blow up. It was pretty lame.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
I played Wasteland, and then we all died in like one area when I had my M14.
We played Wasteland. I was able to kill RoboEvan because Evil Canadian was standing behind him in a doorway, and he couldn't escape my bullets.
Is that
Wait.
True?
Yep.
What's Wasteland?
That's right. He did that fucker. We were up on a radio tower, and we were standing there, and I see, and Duke started shooting at us from the tree line. I'm like, Moo Moo, get back in. So we're trying to climb back in, and he's trying to crawl into the door that rises up. So he's just sitting there crawling into a wall, essentially. And I'm trying to jump over him. Oh, God. I hate him.
I didn't know Wasteland had come out yet.
Wasteland, yeah. The Arma 2 game mode?
Oh, okay, never mind.
What are you talking about?
There's a lot of Wastelands.
Wasteland, the groundbreaking RPG, and which Fallout is based on?
Oh, that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Not that. It's an Arma 2 mod. That's like
it's not even a mod. It's just a server.
You guys
yeah,
got my hopes up. God damn it.
It's a big PvP.
I know.
It's
There's big... Wasteland 2 coming. Whatever. Cool your boots.
It's a big PvP. It's a big PvP faction-based adventure PvP All right. server.
Rogue Weapon. That's very important and informative, but Tupac just said, cool your boots. So...
cool your boots! put your boots in a... God, I really wish they had boots in Little Inferno, because I would put the boots next to some dry ice and upload a screenshot that said, cool your boots.
What the fuck's Little Inferno?
Little Inferno Bro, is a game where you get to where basically... You start off with some items, and you burn them using fire. It's basically, it's just a screen where you burn things. And then when you burn them, it has realistic physics, fire physics. And when you burn them, they drop coins. And then you can use those coins to go to the catalog and buy new things. It's essentially this never-ending cycle of being a pyromaniac. But also, it has this really weird, sinister, like, backdrop to it, where, like, because the world seems very dystopian. Like, you never leave this little, like, inferno area, because the letters and stuff that you get, and you can just hope this world is a really, like, odd, dystopian, after-science kind of world, where everything seems to be horrifying.
You know, it's a great game, Portal.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's
whatever.
Kind of overrated. I mean, all the Valve stuff is just more hype than it actually is quality.
What?
I think Portal's a great game.
Yeah,
I do agree with the hype.
Like
hella
whack.
No. Yeah, whoa, what the fuck?
I am happy to see sarcasm is still very alive and prosperous here with these people.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
I knew something weird was happening. Something weird was happening. I couldn't put my finger on it.
My brain just exploded. That's what
But basically, also, you know what's great? Is,
it's great when you're sarcastic, make a bad point, and then someone agrees with you.
I agree with that,
fucking
though.
Hilarious.
I do agree that a lot of Valve games are hype. Like, I believe that episode 3 is going to be good. I don't think it's going to be as good as the hype that's led up to it, though.
Well, I think the problem with episode 3 is the longer you have before the release of a game, it's like...
The more people lose interest in it.
The more soda... Like, the nerds start drinking, and they just start getting, like, so just weirded out. I don't even know how to describe it. They become so dedicated to something that it's become an inachievable idea as opposed to realistic desire.
Yeah. Their hype meter fills up.
Yeah. Like, slowly, as time goes on, just the hype meter fills up. It's like the scout when you're running around. The hype meter builds up.
Yeah, and then you jump, and then it's just, like, lame, and you're like, whatever.
No, that's the AD blaster.
Yeah.
Both of them are
horrible scout weapons.
The great thing about Little Inferno is that you can get a picture, and then basically, whenever you try to buy it, it gives you the option to pick from either pictures that they have there. You can also use, screenshots that you have from Steam, and you can, like, spawn them into the game, and you can burn them in a picture frame.
Nice.
So I really want to start taking more screenshots so that I can, like, burn a happy family photo of everyone.
On the topic of burning things, has anyone played Far Cry yet? Far Cry 3.
No, I played Far Cry 2.
We have no money.
Yeah. I enjoyed Far Cry 2. It was nothing like Far Cry 1, but I enjoyed it.
I haven't beat Far Cry 1 because the bots...
Are shit?
Are shit. Yeah. I'm actually really loving Far Cry 3. They've actually really done themselves. I hated the advertisements. I basically said, oh great, it's another shitstorm like 2 was, because 2 was pretty crappy. But no, 3 is actually fucking phenomenal.
Now, do you play the multiplayer for 2?
I did not play the multiplayer.
Because the story was shit. It had a horrible story mode. But the map, but the community, that the like the maps that the community made and the way they were all done out, and just the gameplay on the multiplayer was great. And that's all I played for maybe a year. It was phenomenal, especially because since with a map editor, you have so much diversity between a Vietnam map, you know, someone recreating a, like, Berlin, just two big, like, planes in the sky that are out of destructible materials. You know, weird maps or, like, surf maps. Essentially, like... I know there was this one map. This guy was really good at making maps. He basically made a map where the geometry was so that depending on which angle you went, it would look like the world was, like, a big cube, and you were walking around it. You understand what I'm saying? Like the wall would go up in, like, the weird geometry. Like, you would, like you would walk along it. It was pretty ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the multiplayer on that.
Are you sure you weren't tripping on acids when you saw that?
I mean, I could have been. I mean, these are possibilities.
Puffing paint.
Not even paint, then they're just paint.
Licking styrofoam, you know.
Is that the thing?
I have no
Licking
idea.
Licking post-it notes on your gums?
Puffing beer?
Sniffing Sharpies?
Oh, God.
Licking Sharpies?
Eating Sharpies.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Whoa. Again, to a dark place.
RoboWeven, do you have problems you'd like to talk to us about?
Do I have problems? Yes.
We were simply
talking about
drugs, and now you're talking about
erotic asphyxiation.
Erotic asphyxiation. Which I'm troubled to even know that word.
That's my favorite two words in the English language.
You know what else is a great word? Arachnophilia.
Whoa, Robe Weapon, I thought you hated spiders.
I'm not saying I agree with it, I just think that's an amazing thing that everyone should know about. Can anyone guess what arachnophilia is?
Sex with spiders.
Yep.
Involving spiders around spiders.
There's a spider, like, watching you, like, the whole time.
Or, you know, you just... I don't understand how... I mean, it is a thing that people do. They have sex with spiders. I don't understand how. I don't know if they're having sex with someone, but with spiders, like, around.
I think it's like they...
Or...
Let's not theorize. Let's leave this up to everyone's imagination. Because that's much better than where I know RoboWeapon would probably take it.
You shove your penis up the thorax? I don't know.
Alright, RoboWeapon went there.
I think that's two spiders crawling on you. I think that's
more. You're not involved in this weird conversation. Talk about something else.
Whenever a spider comes, webs go everywhere.
It's like Spider-Man jizzing on people.
That's disgusting. Even more than me, because Spider-Man's still technically a man.
Hey, Moore, well, yeah, are you there? Can you please come back?
Anyway, but yeah, so that's what I think. It's his little legs.
I wonder if zombies can still have an orgasm.
All right.
I highly doubt it.
Well, considering zombies aren't real, no.
Road, but,
no.
It's like
Far Cry 3, like, Skyrim with guns.
Yeah, that's how they advertised it. That's literally, like, on the box what it says.
Yeah, that's shit. I don't understand why they did that.
Is it an accurate description, is my question.
It's an open-world adventure. So,
no,
yes, it's like Skyrim
it's not,
with guns.
We should ask people
it's
who
not,
actually
it's
played the game.
It's not like Skyrim, because it's not... I've heard that it wasn't as well-written. That's it. But it's open-world. Yes.
I heard
there's are there, like,
very well-written. Yeah, there's quests. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's there, like, side quests, main quests.
You should say it's like D&D with guns or something.
You know,
this
is great. It's like Assassin's Creed. You can go hunting.
With guns.
The way you go up on radio towers and you disable jammers, and the camera zooms out and spins around the area like you're synchronizing. I legitimately think they just rewrite a lot of the Assassin's Creed 3 code and made this game. I strongly believe that. Or the same writing team did it, because a lot of it is similar to Assassin's Creed. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 3 is a brilliant game.
How many pantaloons did you see?
What?
Pantaloons. It's in the oldie days.
How many pants have I seen? I don't know. A good number of pants. It seems like everyone wore pants back then.
Alright.
English pants or American pants?
Describe pantaloons. The difference to me, please.
English people say trousers, pants are underwear. American pants.
Yeah, I was
pants.
Using that terminology. I was using pants in the British sense.
No, I haven't seen any pants.
Ah.
Or maybe I just wasn't looking hard enough.
What about pantalones?
No. I haven't seen any pantalones. Pantalones.
Are there any men walking around in ponchos with sombreros?
No.
With preferably a tequila in one hand and six shooter in the other.
No, you're only 100 years off.
Oh,
welcome
so
to
no.
Now, that being said, there's eventually going to be Assassin's Creed where you're running around Mexico in that
I
kind
don't...
of scenario.
Someone
it's
going to
be like Assassin's
the game
Creed,
for me.
The Alamo.
Someone already spoiled the game for me, so there's not going to do that. It's fucking awful. I hate people. I really do. I'm like, oh yeah, play Assassin's Creed 3, and the first thing he does, like, oh yeah, this happens in the end. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
The G-Man dies.
Oh, wow. It's okay,
Half-Life.
Can't he even die?
Yeah, because he does.
I haven't played it yet, whatever.
I haven't either.
The G-Man is Freeman's father.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. G-Man stands for Gordon. God, why doesn't anyone know that?
G-Man kills Dumbledore.
Yep. Everything we're saying isn't true, by the way.
I thought Snape kills G-Man.
No.
G-Man is Snape.
Whoa! He kills himself? With erotic association?
God.
Oh my God.
I'm bringing it
G-Man
back.
Shot first.
It's like a retroactive G-Man. Segue.
G-Man just... shot first.
A segue that only goes backwards.
You know what else we played this week?
What else, Robo-11?
We played Magic the Gathering. And Duke had an army of over 30 1-1 tokens that he dominated me with.
Yep.
If you don't basically, know what that means, you need to be more of a nerd.
Yeah, all right, I have basically, no idea what you're talking about.
He had four creatures on the field. I had all fairly powerful. Magic like the Gathering, you have 20 health. He had the guys with, like, four attack, like 10 defense. That's just to give you an idea of what his army was. Four guys. Mm-hmm. I had 30 1-1 guys. I attacked him. He literally couldn't block all of them. At a point, I realized, you know what? I just have enough guys. If I attack with everyone, I'm going to do 20 damage. And at he least. Died. Yeah.
He probably did, like, a massive amount of damage.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. He was doing a fungus deck.
The deck was literally called Fun with Fungus.
And basically everything was just sputting. Like, that's why he had so many things, because, like, all of his cards essentially said something along the lines of, you can just make more of this.
Yeah, yeah. I was just awful. Duplicating like a fiend. Magic the Gathering is a great game. Look it up. It's not worth paying for actual cards, though. It gets a little too pricey too fast, in my opinion.
Yeah, so use Magic Works. Use Magic Workstation.
Yeah, play it for free. Don't tell Magic the Gathering people.
Or go to PAX. Magic the Gathering person.
Or go to PAX, the thing and they give is, away you can Magic buy a suitable card.
Deck for $15 that will get you along just fine with some friends, and you can buy a deck building set for $20. Do a card pool with some set. Friends, and you're done.
It got like, stolen.
You got enough Magic cards. Well, that's your problem, Robo.
Yeah, I think it just costs. I don't know. It feels like too much.
I mean, if you want to get into to Magic, you don't know how. You can spend $70 on a ticket to PAX, and you know, and get a swag bag, and you know,
meet
get
Robo
a starter Evan. Deck.
How As he that? Doesn't tell you where he lives, I know where he lives, though. You could ask me.
I live at 1410 Columbia Road, South Boston, Massachusetts 02127, apartment 10B.
God, that's accurate as far as I can
tell.
I'm
going to send you something. I don't know what I'm going to send
Duke
you.
Duke already... The headphones I'm using right now, Duke sent me.
Oh, yeah, he sent up his headphones.
Can't Tupac send him something very, very special that we mentioned earlier?
I feel like you probably can send that through U.S. Postal Service. But you might not... I don't know. Maybe?
You can't send aerosol cans or something like that, but...
Just send a gun. Send a gun to Rogue Weapon. Send a loaded gun with a note on it that says... Your turn.
It's a revolver. We play over the mail Russian roulette. If you don't hear anything back within the next 2 weeks, you assume you won.
All of his money. It doesn't work. He won. You don't get to take all of his money.
I feel like Russian roulette was a really bad. Like someone sat down and said, "Hey guys, I have an idea. Why don't we put one bullet in this revolver and point it on our heads?" And someone else there said, "You know what? That is a good idea." And then someone else said, "You guys are all fucking idiots. I'm gonna go somewhere else."
Watch. The thing is, though, they're all drunk. Though you know that's a game of the
vodka.
Like five finger fillet. You know, and you just stab around your hands.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea. You want to make that up, drunk people?
It wasn't that five finger fillet because fillet's not a word.
Fillet,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I was like, it's fillet. But I don't care because Rogue Weapon's in Boston, so as far as I know, he's saying things with a Boston accent.
Oh, okay.
Fucking, hey, guy, fucking park the car and have it yard, you fucking retard. you fucking retarded.
Retarded. <That's>
fine. Do you understand how normal I am compared to everyone else here? That's what everyone sounds like here.
That's ridiculous.
It's great because me and Duke are from places with very distinct accents, yet we don't have them. Like, occasionally Duke's southern accent leaks out.
I never hear his accent.
It's usually not on the podcast. It's only at, like, 4 in the morning as we're playing, like, Civ 5 and he's drinking a lot of soda. And, mine only...
I thought you were going to say, like, SoCo or something.
No.
Southern Comfort.
God, the Southern Comfort... Southern comfort food, or as you know it, stuff that makes you fatty, fat, fat, fatty, fat.
Southern comfort for Duke is a bottle
Bojangles,
of water
Bojangles,
and
Bojangles,
in a quesadilla.
Bojangles, 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 Bojangles. Bojangles is the best. More left. He needs to come back and confirm how great Bojangles is.
Also, you know what's great is that, I mean, look, Duke, how many times a week would you say you eat a quesadilla?
Every day.
It legitimately looks like, I'm going to go make a quesadilla now. And then he comes back in like an hour and we can start playing games again.
So he makes a quesadilla, it takes him an hour to make a quesadilla?
Well, to
no,
make it, then eat
it. Takes...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a while to warm up the stove, honestly.
Yeah, because he lives in the middle of nowhere, and, he has a wood oven stove.
I actually do have a wood oven stove.
A wood oven? See, wood, I'm not the only one who said things wrong.
A wood oven stove.
But I like calling you out, though. I think it's funny to call you out.
It's also funner because funner isn't a word. But, you know.
Cool your boots, whatever.
Cool your boots, piece of shit.
Oh my god.
You're a pizza.
This one should be called Cool Your Boots. I love
Cool Your Boots. Fruitcake number 4, Cool Your Boots.
Oh god. I feel like this is, this is number 4. This is number 4.
It is number 4, because last week we did number 3.
Yeah, logically.
I feel like I missed the first two. Where was the first two?
The first two are on old PBJ.
The first one was last Christmas.
I think they were before R&R.
It was before R&R, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fruitcake was the one we made while we were just playing games, like, the day before the podcast was supposed to release. And, I think I was playing Civilization Revolution when we did that. That was a long time ago.
When we were playing games while we were recording. If you're going to record, don't play games.
But, you know, it's great.
Good advice.
Also, that means I should exit Solitaire.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, too far.
Solitaire, it takes more thinking about than Civilization Revolution.
Can I surf Facebook?
Nope, that's a game. Social media is a game. Facebook is a game, and you're losing because you're on it.
You're playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how Tupac was
the only
like,
way to win is not to play.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's my motto, Duke. That's how I like to feel.
My motto is live till I die.
Live till I die. I mean, that's true. That is true.
My motto is die to live. So, think about that.
I have no idea what that means.
I live by boo die.
I live by the motto, cool your boots.
I live by the motto, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Yes.
We haven't released, Dark we RP. Never recorded that. Harbor RP. It was great. We were doing this thing called Harbor RP.
Oh, gosh.
Basically, you build a boat, and basically you have like a fishing. You have like a fish. Basically, it's basically based off the sea. And we went and we inhabited
Water World.
This island. We went and we inhabited this island for PBJ Industries. And Redick made a sign that said, fuck the police. FUKDA police.
The best thing ever.
It was great.
And we put it on a watchtower facing out towards the ocean. Just so that if any police were to come by, they would know that we
And
don't
we shot
agree
police
with them.
That did show up.
That's true. They would come
Basically,
by.
Basically, alright, let me think. It was you, me, Evil Canadian, I think, Big Man, Tupac.
No.
Spencer.
Uber Medic?
I think.
The one who made fuck the police sign.
Yeah, so there's like five, six of us maybe. And we all had AKs, and we were just, people drive by, or not drive, but sail by the island, and they'd see a bunch of guys with AKs just sort of pointed at them as they go by.
And it says, fuck the police.
And great, and these guys came on the island in a boat, and basically said, but it was in like a weird, they were in a boat where basically we couldn't hit them. And we couldn't shoot them. Basically, they said, you can't have this island. This is our island. And then, basically, I'm like, we'd have the guns. I don't know. I mean, you might just want to leave. And he's like, oh, we have guns. And then a little bird with rocket pods on the side. Or were they machine guns? It was machine guns
Both.
And rockets. And basically came out of the horizon and started gunning us down. We ended up shooting it down out of the sky with AK-47s. And for the rest of the time on that server, there was an on-fire little bird in the middle of our island.
It was pretty
gross.
Like
crash landed.
Yeah.
Because we hit it when we hit it right when it was flying over. We'd only shoot at it when it was strafing over our base, and we got it right when it was almost towards the middle of basically the island, and so it blew up. It started spinning out of control and crashed.
Yeah. It was
and
like
then
a movie.
I got the guy who was attacking us to cool his boots, and then I was like, "All right, time to go. See you later."
And 1944 RP is a great thing.
Oh yeah.
That's
Let's
broken.
Just be Jewish in
it's
World
broken.
War II Germany. That's a great
it's
RP
broken
situation.
For you.
Yeah, it's broken. It's broken.
You know what's great
for me and for Big
that,
Man.
Yeah, but I mean, also you guys don't own Half-Life 2, so maybe that's why it's broken. You piece of shit.
Probably.
You're trying to play a source mod without Half-Life 2.
All right. Yeah. Recommendation to everyone ever in the world: just buy the Valve Complete Pack. You will get your value's worth of games. It's wonderful.
I think the only game I need from it now is Counter-Strike.
And do you own Ricochet?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Then you need that, too.
Yeah.
And that's the only place you can get it now.
Yeah, you can't buy... They admit you can't buy it separately. They're like, yeah, no, we're not going to let anyone buy this game anymore.
You can get it in the Counter-Strike pack, though. Basically, any Valve pack, you can get it in. Half-Life Complete Pack, Valve Complete Pack, Counter-Strike Complete Pack.
No, you can buy Ricochet on
No, you can't. Go ahead, go look it up right now.
No, you can't.
Do it. Do it.
I'm adding it to my cart right now.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
They changed it.
You can buy it. They definitely changed this.
Looking
it used to be you guys just want to pretend you're always right.
No, I mean, look for
me. They changed it. I got it because I bought the Half-Life 1 Complete Pack.
I got it.
That's how
I
got it.
Counter-Strike Complete Pack.
I can buy it. Yeah, you can buy it by yourself.
Wow.
All right, now you can buy it. Welcome. You know, Valve heard the cries, and they answered them by now you can buy Ricochet.
It's, you can, yeah, $2.49 right now.
That's way more money than it should ever be.
Yeah.
Well,
it's,
then
it looks
it's
like
Spades is $10, so it's not.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Half-Life 1 mod. What did you expect?
Oh, it's Half-Life. Okay, yeah, it looks like shit. Okay.
That's next. Why you get it in the packs of everything. It's just an old Half-Life 1,
yeah,
to be
it's
honest.
Just like,
I think
it's
think
like a sweet.
Get more value
yeah.
out of Ricochet than Ace of Spades.
I agree with that. Because also, at least Ricochet you can laugh at. Ace of Spades just makes me angry.
Yeah.
We're talking about the new $10 Ace of Spades. It's on Steam.
Yeah, I haven't played it, so I'm not going to say anything good
no
or bad about
it.
It.
Do not buy it.
I haven't played it, but I looked at it, and it looks like a complete ripoff of everything I know and love.
It's bad. I mean, you're going to play Ace of Spades, just go play the free version. One, because it's free. Two, because the new one is Ace of Spades. And three, because it's shit.
Comrade for life.
Tupac's in some weird, like, Uber Elite type of program. Name the comrades.
Yeah, we're
so
super commies.
So he's also a commie, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm putting you on my
What's
list.
That?
All right, there's an anti-communist list now.
Alrighty, Moore, you're back. Bojangles, isn't it good?
I like Bojangles, but it's a guilty pleasure because when I was born and raised in the South, my parents are both carpetbaggers. They are Northerners, so they don't like Southern cooking. So
yeah, but Bojangles is great. That doesn't.
I'm sorry.
I was
what
just
do you call Northerners?
Hey, he's a historian, so he's using historical terms.
Wait, why'd you call the Northerners?
What
carpet baggers.
Oh, yeah, that's accurate, actually.
Well, what's a carpet bagger?
That's
what's
accurate.
A carpet bagger?
A carpet bagger is a person who moved to the South to find employment in post-Civil War era.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was going to stop you and say this is Moore's learnable history lesson
carpet
of the day.
Carpet bagger are people who bag bodies and carpets.
Yeah.
And,
Tupac knows.
Yeah,
because he's used to the weed trade.
I live near San Jose, where the death rate is like every 3 days there's a murder. So yeah, that's what the Northerners are.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the Northerners are dead people? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they're all dead people. They're either dead or they're murderers.
I'm dead
myself.
Yes.
More, will the South rise again?
Yes.
Probably, but it won't be recognized as the South, and it will not be against the United States of America.
Please, God, just rise again so you can get out of our Congress. I really recommend that all of you just leave. Thank you.
Oh, RoboEvan is just, yeah.
I'm dropping the political bombs of the South needs to, secede.
RoboEvan says, fuck the South.
I say fuck the South.
I'd be upset if the South seceded, because then that means I'd be stuck with Southerners.
Exactly. And that's why I want you to leave. I want you to feel the pain that the rest of the North has to deal with all of you Southerners.
You realize if I make a Southern... Okay. Personally, one of my big dreams is basically uniting the Carolinas and then kicking the natives of the Carolinas out and then bringing in the Northern peoples. Because you guys have a lot of good things... The Carolinas are just really pretty. The North is not pretty at all.
What do you mean?
This is like us kicking out Native Americans. I like it.
The smog here is
beautiful. No, the Native Carolinians, not Native Americans. God, I like Native Americans. I don't like people who
are
part of Carolina.
Kicking out natives and then putting them into some other worse place.
I don't
want.
I don't. I agree
I'm not
with
putting
your
them
statement.
In a worse place. I'm just putting them
you
below South Carolina.
You personally described it as a worse place.
They're going to Georgia.
That is
what's so bad about
Georgia?
Oh no, some people live in Georgia.
I went to Georgia
it's
once.
Florida. That's all I can say.
And then I went to Florida. I just went through Georgia. I don't know much about it.
I've never been to Georgia, but
You should just relocate them to Tajikistan.
text.
What?
What?
You should reload to Vekifekistancia.
It's like the Doctor Who episode where they like save on the drive and they just save to Takistan.
What?
I really like it when you mumble. That's really arousing. That I'm hot and bothered right now.
Duke is rock
hard.
Hot and
bothered. Hot and or bothered.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the library?
Of course, yes, the library.
But what does that have to do anything with Takistan?
You're saving them to a hard drive.
All right, I'm going to cut our losses. Tupac, you're a loss. You are now cut.
Tupac's being cut.
Why are we cutting Tupac? He's already dead.
Yeah.
If you get cut Tupac right before you go, you should say, fuck the police.
No, you should say, I don't want to go.
Or that.
That's great. That's my losing. That's what I say whenever I lose in PvP on KOL. It says, I don't want to go. It's great making Doctor Who references that legitimately only half of Doctor Who fans will get.
All right. Email in pvjcast@gmail.com. How much more Doctor Who do you want to hear?
Probably
how much less. We can put 80% more Doctor Who in this podcast.
I can put 100% more Doctor Who if you want.
We could just do a Doctor Who cast.
I really want to do a Doctor Who
cast.
We
should do a Doctor Who cast. I'm sorry. I'm way too excited for that.
There's already the thing is that we would have done that a long time ago if there wasn't already like 14 Doctor Who podcasts on iTunes.
I know, but we're like the young Doctor Who.
Yeah, we're the young hip guys who are like
David Tennant.
Can we just make the Doctor Who? Money. I mean, can we just make the David Tennant podcast where I just talk about how dreamy David Tennant is?
Dreamy?
Yeah.
Like arachnids. You got Tennantophilia.
Tennantophilia. David Tennant is the sexiest man in the universe. That is an award he won.
Let it be known that Robo Evan loves David Tennant and hates the South.
RoboEvan, there's an episode of QI where David Tennant guest stars. If you do not know what QI is, you should punch yourself in the face.
I've watched that episode. It's a great episode.
Great, so.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor
Who.
Correct.
That was actually never mind the Buzzcocks.
Is it? Oh, God, sorry. Still, same thing. I'm bad at names. I'm very bad at names.
I've never heard that before.
So, everyone who's listening, look up QI. It's basically the best show ever. It has... Oh, God.
People.
I forgot his name.
Is it on Netflix?
Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry as the host. No, just Google. YouTube. Look it up. QI.
Yeah, no, it has Alan Davis. Alan Davis is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's a British show. It has Stephen Fry. I've yet to see something with Stephen Fry in it that wasn't pretty great.
If you know something with Stephen Fry in it that wasn't pretty great, email in.
And you will be deemed a liar because it probably was great.
If you may, yep. Okay, so how are we going to do this thing to give away the Dota?
You're going to email in, and then you're going to get Dota.
So, okay, so
no,
if you
get Dota before you email in, let's be
so
honest.
So, if you email in, you're 100% chance of getting Dota 2.
Yep.
Basically.
Well, like, the first, like, 8, 9, 10 people, I don't know.
Yeah. And you have run more, out of them.
I was told by Duke that they have more Dota 2 than they have listeners.
Probably.
That's a very big chance.
However, listeners could link other people to us, so...
Well, the thing is, though...
Which would be good.
How about this? We have more copies of Dota 2 than we have listeners that email in.
Okay.
True. And also, all the listeners that email in are personal friends.
Okay, let's make sure people that email in, like, actually listen to the thing. So we want them to say something when they email in.
Quote one of my random historical facts, and you will get a free copy of Dota 2.
Cool your boots.
Talk about my astound love of David Tennant.
Or talk about your astound hate of David Tennant.
Just headbutt.
I know I do.
I mean, if you hate
Wait a minute.
You will
Wait a minute.
A copy of...
RoboEvan. Calm your jet. God, jet.
Pull your boots.
Damn it. Anyways.
Pull your boots.
Moore was going to say something that might have been interesting or made us angry. I
want
to know what it was.
I heard him and I don't want to hear it again.
David Tennant is not the best doctor.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that.
All right.
Who is
Scarf Doctor is quite clearly the better doctor.
If you can tell me his name, I will take that as a valid opinion.
Scarf Doctor.
Tom Baker.
Because I also enjoy Tom Baker.
I love hearing the typing noises.
Yeah, that's great. I enjoy
Tom Baker. He's like,
Scarf
Doctor.
No, I'm actually really serious. The Pyramids of Mars, Space Odyssey, both fucking awesome miniseries, and just great plot lines in general. Honestly, I think it was better writing when Scarf Doctor was around, and I think Scarf Doctor is just a better doctor than David Tennant. Tom Baker.
Agree with that? I think that Tom Baker is a close second. I don't agree with the writing. I've only seen very little of Tom Baker.
Agreed.
But from what I've seen, I think that Russell T. Davies and all of them in that era did a very good job. I believe that anything is better than the shit that we have now with Stephen Moffat.
You're only saying that because he replaced David Tennant.
No, the thing is, because I think Matt Smith is a phenomenal doctor. I really think he does. But the writer does not give him credit.
They showed the Weeping Angels moving.
Yeah. They showed the Weeping Angels moving.
I was not okay with that.
They showed weeping angels that weren't weeping angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also of the opinion...
He wrote the first Weeping Angels episode. Stephen Moffat wrote Blink. Don't rewrite your own fucking thing.
Don't break the rules of your own story.
Yeah.
Done.
Don't set laws and then break them.
I'm actually of the opinion that Christopher Eccleston, or however the fuck you pronounce it, Ninth Doctor, I actually like him more than David Tennant.
I like him a lot. I don't like him more than David Tennant.
I don't like
him a lot.
I feel like if we had him longer and we got to know him more,
yes,
I feel like that would have been better. But also, he quit the role as the Doctor, so I feel like I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know why he would quit Doctor Who.
No, okay, he quit because he told them to begin with. He was already pretty popular in Britain. But he told them to begin with that he's only going to do one season because he didn't want to be known as the sci-fi guy. He didn't want to be seen because he
bad
does
news
a lot
David
of other
Tennant.
Stuff. Yeah, where David Tennant, you see him, you're like, oh, he's a doctor.
Or
he's not.
He's also known for his role in Hamlet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not by me. Yeah. Like, a lot of people in America see him and say, oh, that's Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
The question.
The oldest question.
The oldest question. Which took me way too long to guess what the oldest question was.
I'm pretty sure
the oldest question is what is the meaning of life?
No, it
isn't. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
Alright, Sloppy Joe, you're not going to be in a band if we start one. Unless it's a spoken word band.
Yeah, I don't sing. I refuse.
He hates being a person.
I hate singing.
Yeah, I can agree with
that. Are you young, Otto? Do you just hate music?
Who? What? What are you talking about?
By the way, disclaimer, Watch Human Highway, Duke of New York approved.
Watch Human Highway. Oh, young Otto. Jesus Christ, Duke. Wow, you're making references that I don't even get, and I watched the movie a week ago.
What the fuck?
There's a scene in Human Highway where Young Otto rips down a poster and says, I hate music.
Fontaine.
We should start five different podcasts.
We should start the Human Highway reference cast, where all I do is make references to Human Highway.
And then I make comparisons to episodes of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yes. I am behind this whole Doctor Who podcast thing, though.
But also, I just want to get the point across that, yes, back to what we started ranting about before, yes, I agree. No, it's not that I don't like... Alright, let me think for a second. You said...
Get your words together.
Are we really talking
about Doctor Who again?
Yes.
Again, yes, of course we are.
Do you not know who we are?
This is 17.
This is another random ramble about Doctor Who, guys. Alright.
Yeah. You know what? Random ramble, line. Now Doctor Who, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who!
It's alright, I'm watching an amazing cat fountain in Minecraft. You guys should check this out.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna go play Ace of Spades right now.
You know what I love? I love listening to podcasts where they all get really quiet because they're watching a video. That is exactly the type of thing I want to listen to.
I'll watch the
video
after the podcast.
Yeah. Alright, but the point is, Moore said something that I don't like the new Doctor Who because it doesn't have David Tennant anymore, and that's not true. I feel like I liked it the same amount that I did. Maybe not the same, because I do love David Tennant. I think he's a phenomenal actor, and I really like the way they did the Doctor. But honestly, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, it's how they write the Doctor, because you know, I mean. Of course, if it's a shit actor, the Doctor isn't gonna be that good. But say it's a regular Doctor, like the guy who can act. It just depends on who's writing for that person, because the Doctor isn't a real person. He's a person that's being made up by someone.
When
your personality is being changed, and it looks to regeneration and things like that, and there's a few things that I feel like that was unnecessary, that was done by Stephen Moffat. Like I feel like he really did just say, all right, I'm going to change the show now, because
yeah.
I mean, the target first Democrat. Episode the first episode he writes, you know, like the first episode where it's him all alone, season 5, episode 1, he changes the Doctor, the Companion, the inside of the TARDIS, Sonic Screwdriver, the outside of the TARDIS, the intro, and did he change the music? I think he's probably slightly changed the music, who gives a shit?
Yeah, he did, I missed that, I was very jarred.
So, I don't know, there was no reason to do all of that, and the thing that really just proves that he was just trying to change everything, the TARDIS, it's blue, it has white windows, and a black, black outline on the windows. He changed that to white outline, black windows. Why the fuck did you need to do
that? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's you also lighter, but,
it's,
yeah.
Oh yeah, so I don't get you're just justifying your job at this point. Yeah, you know the Pax Sinorata, conquering our fear of the dark and what lies inside it. Oh, look at snowmen to conquer our fear of snow.
Yes.
Okay. At the end of that rant, Duke, I believe we have been podcasting for well over an hour, if not two.
Part one. This is part one.
This is the end of part one.
The end of part one. Intermission.
Intermission.
The end of time, part one.
Yep. Enter time, space, dimension.
Like the Titanic VHS.
I'm going to go get a sandwich, because I wasn't doing that, like the whole Doctor Who discussion podcast thing.
Yeah,
I should have.
I actually used the entire Doctor Who discussion thing to actually order Chinese food offline.
Dude, make a couple of quesadillas and then just, like, sell them outside?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have my girlfriend make me a drink.
I like how I was just talking. And Sloppy Joe apparently was the only one listening.
Yeah.
I like RoboEvan when he's talking about Doctor Who.
Because I start screaming.
But he hates you all the other time, though, RoboEvan. I just like to point that out.
When you're making mistakes, I like to point out your mistakes. But when you listen to Doctor Who, I don't care if you make mistakes. Except for Stephen Moffat. I mean, I had to correct you last time.
I'm not good with names. I'm really not good at names.
All right.
But the point is,
so, as someone at some point said... In tradition of the Titanic VHS, part one.